What I'm doing here is updating what's going on in Vietnam, past, present, and future, with respect primarily to Agent Orange and dioxin. Dr. Birnbaum covered this very well. Agent Orange was sprayed to remove forests where enemy troops could hide. It was half 2,4-D, half 2,4-5-T, and the most toxic dioxin was a contaminant. Spraying was not through all of Vietnam. The red areas indicate where in the south of Vietnam spraying occurred. And Dr. Birnbaum described in wonderful detail the health consequences, which I'm not going to repeat, that can occur on a population basis with sufficient levels of dioxins or dioxin-like chemicals in a genetically susceptible population. Just to go over the Veterans in Agent Orange Update 209, which is a book put together every 2 years by the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences. The most recent update added three diseases, as I think Dr. Birnbaum covered, B-cell leukemia, such as hairy cell leukemia, Parkinson's disease, and ischemic heart disease. The ischemic heart disease is being heatedly debated as to whether it should be compensable because it is so extremely common in older people. Agent Orange was sprayed 85% from airplanes and 15% from backpacks, shown on the left, helicopters, and naval vessels. Agent Orange was treated in a very casual fashion, and of course its name because of the orange stripe on the barrels, not because the color is orange. U.S. collaboration with Vietnamese began in the 1970s at Harvard University, working with Vietnamese, and they measured TCDD for the first time in people and in other biological specimens. Vietnamese nursing mother's milk, and Vietnamese fish from sprayed areas. The levels in the nursing mother's breast milk were about 1,800 parts per trillion, and now the levels in Vietnam or the United States are close to one part per trillion. The International Agent Orange Conference in Ho Chi Minh City in the 1980s was sponsored by the Vietnam government, and a number of U.S. scientists attended, including John Constable, Maureen Hatch, and others. John and Maureen wrote a summary of what they felt was presented on the reproductive side. The 1980s to the present time, the Vietnam Ministry of Defense, the military, and Soviet, now Russian, collaboration occurred at the Tropical Medicine Institute in Vietnam. And this is still continuing in a modest fashion. The 80s through 2000s in Vietnam, a number of epidemiology studies were published, mostly in Vietnamese forms, journals, reports by the Vietnamese. They focused on cancer, liver cancer for the most part, and reproductive effects, primarily congenital malformations, birth defects in newborn. And the birth defects have become a symbol of Agent Orange, although there's fairly weak evidence for the pictures that are shown being related to Agent Orange. In the 1990s, Sylvain Cordier and Denis Barr from France, respected epidemiologists, published with the Vietnamese one study on epidemiology of cancer and one on reproductive effects, where they did not measure the TCD in blood. They compared sprayed areas with non-sprayed areas, and they concluded that given their methodology and the people they looked at, they could find no association between Agent Orange and those outcomes they were looking for in the populations they studied using the methods they studied, they used to evaluate exposure. Research history, starting in 84 to the present time, the Vietnamese scientists and government officials measured dioxins in people, in the environment, and my group was one of the groups starting in 84 from the United States. Canadians, the Hatfield, studied a number of areas, mostly from an environmental perspective. My group was more medically oriented. And these various reports reported on elevation of TCDD in Vietnamese people, wildlife, food, and environmental samples in hand-picked areas where there was expected to be heavy spraying. Some of these areas now are being looked at for remediation. And the United States government, along with the Ford Foundation, but primarily the US government and the Vietnamese government, are now working on remediation or cleanup of Agent Orange contaminated or TCDD contaminated areas at Da Nang Air Base, where Agent Orange was stored and spilled. Benoit, the same thing. And they're looking at, well, this is rather surprising, and I wonder how long this is going to continue, that the US government, Congress has decided to appropriate a few million dollars a year for remediation study and health improvement, not necessarily from Agent Orange, but in Vietnamese people. After the election, I wonder if this will continue, the recent election. The Ford Foundation, it's ending its work in Vietnam, and one of the interesting findings is TCDD contributed a large percent to the TEQ in many people and many foods, but not in all of them. In others, there was no evidence that TCD was any different than the United States for food or for people, a small contributor. And an interesting survey taken by Vietnamese found that in at least one of the heavily sprayed areas, people surveyed did not know or care that the food they were eating was heavily contaminated. High levels have been found, and I'm not sure, this was reported by Vietnamese scientists, and this vegetable I wonder about, it was performed by, I believe, a Moscow lab, and I'm not sure that I really believe that, but it was presented by Vietnamese scientists very recently at the international dioxin meetings. The Vietnamese government, like the American government, is giving compensation to Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange, defined differently by different government agencies, with numbers from 50,000 to millions estimated, depending on which government agency did it. The remediation, which is about to begin, we believe, will not be the high temperature incineration, which we know works, but is too expensive. Will not be toxic waste landfills because of the lifelong monitoring, even though it's not expensive initially. And bacterial remediation appears to be inadequate for large-scale treatment. So integrated facilities are being tried, developed, and Da Nang Air Base and Benoit are the areas that the Vietnamese government is focusing on. The US funds are being channeled through US Agency for International Development, USAID, and it's moving slowly, but we expect to know within a few years whether the method of remediation of destroying the dioxins by medium temperature incineration works or does not work. Health monitoring probably will begin Before too long, the U.S. Embassy has a CDC officer who is ready to go if he's authorized to begin health monitoring, a physician with extensive public health training, and prevention and treatment of individuals potentially exposed to Agent Orange is beginning in Vietnam, but has not moved too far. I'd like to thank the people of Vietnam, Vietnamese exposed or potentially exposed to Agent Orange, the U.S. veterans who sparked interest initially in the Vietnamese as well as themselves, the Vietnamese scientists and collaborating scientists from many countries. Thank you, is Dr. Levy still here? No, okay. If you have any questions about my presentations or Dr. Birnbaum's presentations, we're still here. Yes, Steve Lester. Yeah, Steve Lester's question was, could I describe the medium temperature remediation levels to destroy dioxin? This has not yet begun in Vietnam. This is a method favored by one U.S. company, and EPA evidently has gone along with recommending this for two California sites. I don't know much about how it works. I don't. Perhaps Linda might know. This medium temperature incineration or heating is new to me.
Are you saying medium temperature or medium?
Medium.
Medium. I don't know anything about it. I mean, normally you have to heat to at least 1,200 degrees centigrade to break down dioxin. At least you might start breaking it down before, but to get complete destruction, you've got to go to really, really high temperatures.
Yeah. The U.S. Embassy and AID knows that this is experimental. For some reason, they've decided to go along with it because it's much less costly than the high-temperature incineration that we know works. And we'll know in a few years whether it works or not. I haven't seen the evidence in California yet. Yes, Charles Bailey from the Ford Foundation. There's one Vietnamese scientist who's interested in microbial or bacterial degradation, and I think she stands alone, Dr. Ha, in Hanoi. It works in a laboratory. There's no evidence it's going to work or be effective in a large-scale field project.
Yeah, the only microbe that I know that can degrade dioxin is a kind of fungus, a white rock fungus. But again, I don't think that's actually been tried under field conditions.
Yes.
Frankly, I don't know of anything. There are palliative treatments. We've never been able, people have tried for ways to help reduce the levels of dioxins in your blood. People have tried, you know, rice bran and oat bran and all that kind of thing, and it basically hasn't worked. They even tried Elestra in a woman who was poisoned in 1997 in Vienna. And she really couldn't tolerate the very high levels of Elestra that she was taking after a while. And it led to a brief drop, but not really very significant. So I don't know of any ways to actually intervene or remediate or prevent at this point. I mean, the prevention is don't have exposure.
However, having said that, which I agree with, everything that's been tried does not work. At most, is a little increase in fecal dioxins. In the feces. The so-called detoxification clinics, which are charging $5,000 or $10,000, at least the ones I'm familiar with, they have no solid scientific evidence that They work. I mean, it's a good thing to not smoke cigarettes, not drink alcoholic beverages, to exercise, to watch your diet, but you don't have to pay $5,000 to $10,000 for something where there's no evidence it works. Yeah, in Vietnam, the Vietnam Red Cross has done some outreach, and the Hanoi School of Public Health, a relatively new school, has worked with research on what methods work. And unfortunately, they felt they were not seeing very good prevention in people who were most likely to be exposed. They studied the Binh Hoai airbase area and the surrounding areas where people do have rather high, some people, small number of people, a small percent, do have quite high levels as is found in the food, the soil, and some sediment. People aren't paying attention. It's like visiting the Hudson River and looking at the signs, do not eat the fish because they have high levels of PCBs, and that's ignored by many fisher people.
Okay. The Ranch Hand study was stopped in 2006. All of us who had access to some of the raw data or raw information had to return it to the Air Force. And they basically closed all work on the study, but there is discussion about it possibly being restarted again. And many of us hope to, because there's a great deal of information that's coming out from that study, because you did have follow-up. You had repeated blood level measurements from this cohort of veterans starting in 1982, and every 5 years they had ongoing medical examinations and their dioxins levels were measured every 5 years. So there's been a great deal of information that has come out there substantiating the issues not only of several kinds of cancer, but for example of heart disease in association with the dioxins exposure.
And Congress has mandated the Institute of Medicine to continue the study. They've asked the Veterans Administration to put $2 million a year into it. But as of now, the blood and other specimens, biological specimens, are sitting in an Air Force base and freezers. And the data evidently is at the Institute of Medicine, and all of us who had it on our computers had to destroy it. So the hope is that it will start up again and it will allow analysis in the future, as well as reanalysis of TCDD and the other dioxins which were analyzed in the last blood dioxin analysis.
Why did the Air Force stop the study?
What did you say?
The question is why does the Air Force stop the study? And I guess I would suggest that you should ask the Air Force. It was in 2006. None of us who were involved in looking at some of the data or analyzing it were privy to those discussions.
Yeah, I don't think any of us represent or know what was in the minds of the Air Force. They did keep it going for 20 plus years and felt it was enough for them. Thank you very much. This ends this session, and we'll pick up the other half on the half hour.